Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yankees-Orioles rubber game coming up in just a few minutes. And it should not be lost in all the hype over the home runs they hit, because they hit a ton last night. Back to back to back to start the game, 4-5. Carlos Rodon shoved, as the kids like to say. Ready to apologize to Carlos Rodon, Sean, or you're still on the fence?
Carlos Rodon has pitched very well for going on a month now.
Yeah.
I mean, a little less than a month. But again, he has not earned that short leash for quick apologies. So I'm going to keep rolling this out there.
Believe it or not, I'm with you. I give him immense credit for the way he's pitched. It's needed. It's valuable. I don't trust him.
I think he's leading the American League in strikeouts now.
Well, that makes sense. Really? Yeah, it makes sense. He's lowered his ERA to 3.43. He's going out there and he's pitching incredibly well. So I'm with you. I give him all the credit. Still don't trust him.
Yep.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. By Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. And by New Jersey Lottery. Anything can happen in Jersey. Gentlemen, we've been talking about what has more buzz, the Knicks, the Mets. We just got done talking about the NFL draft. You know what else gets lost? Today's April 30th. We're done. May tomorrow.
Interesting.
So what are the five best things that happened to us in April? Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Like that already happened to us?
Well, the month is over, Evan.
Like in general or what we just experienced? I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
The month is ending.
Correct.
Yes.
I'm going to revisit the month with the five best things that happened this month.
I thought you meant like April in general. Like, well, it rained and then flowers came.
Intellectually bankrupt.
I was confused. All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Oh, he already did it. The Knicks have made it to May. No embarrassment versus the Pistons yet. We are getting May basketball from the Knicks, so the April showers have brought May flowers from the Knicks.
That is true, and they are the only winter sports team in our local area that made it to May. You can't say it for the Devils.
No.
You can't say it for the Nets. You can't say it for the Rangers. You can't say it for the Islanders. You can only say it for the New York Knicks.
Yep. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Juan Soto has not homered at Citi Field yet. So despite all the fun the Mets have gotten, you haven't gotten that cherry on the sundae.
That's okay.
It's a fun thing that's happened.
13
it's going to happen tonight, right?
They're 13.
It is.
They're 13-1 at home. Like, would I rather be 7-7 with 10 home runs?
Right.
No.
Who cares about Juan Soto?
Sal Licata.
13-1 at home.
Well, speaking of Sal, we'll get to him in a minute.
Okay, here we go.
Number three.
The Yankees lost some games, meaning we stopped talking about torpedo bats.
It died. Mm. The torpedo bat is the one-hit wonder of all one-hit wonders.
It's Umbop.
It really is.
What a ridiculous controversy.
Yeah, and by the way, that was a March controversy, that little weekend
That's
March.
True. That never even made it to April.
Never made it to April. Here we go.
Number two.
The Giants took a swing at a franchise quarterback and didn't use the third overall pick.
Wow. I guess we're all excited.
We are.
All right,
here we go.
Football anymore.
Number one.
Tiki's over football.
All right. And the number one thing that happened in April, the Mets clinched the NL East and are the best team in baseball. Nice. What a month it was. Clap it up for April. Nice.
You got to stop with this clinching of the NL East. The Braves are playing better. The Phillies won a wacky one last night. They're only 4.5 games back. And unlike your Mickey Mouse league you play in, the National League is loaded. It's loaded.
Then why are the Mets in first place?
Because they're off to a great start, and they've also played a very soft schedule, and they've taken advantage of it, but they haven't won anything yet. It's fantastic. It's great, but the NL East is not over. The wild card isn't
the
over.
The NL East is over.
Speaking of which, Sal Licata, of course, had those famous words a couple years ago that he very deeply regrets. So this season, every day on cue, I ask Sal Licata personally if the NL East is over. So ladies and gentlemen... It is your daily dose of a brand new segment on Evan and Tiki called Hey Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Hey Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Sorry to interrupt, but it's April 30th. The Mets won again. Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Will you find a new bit? I'm not doing this crap every day.
That wasn't a no.
Oh, we are.
Yes. What are we doing here?
He's going to intentionally start taking days off so he doesn't have to talk to you, Evan.
Well, he's going
to
end up becoming like the athlete who doesn't talk to the media. Like, at one point, he's going to shove my phone down.
Right, and then Harley's going to say, you got to be there, otherwise you're going to get fined.
That's right.
Evan, I'm only here so I don't get fined.
That's the May 12th answer at some point. Well, thank you, Sal Licata, and thank you, Sean Morash. We appreciate that. Oh, by the way, real quick, because I think this is very, very important. The Devil season did end last night.
You reminded me. Hold on one second. Continue those thoughts.
Tiki is just getting up and leaving right now. This is very bizarre. But I did want to hold ourselves accountable before the Devil series began. We all made predictions.
See how he ran, Evan? He still got it, man.
He did. He flew out of the studio. I don't know why. Well, because I brought up the Devils? Anyhow, how did we do on predictions? So we always hold ourselves accountable. Who do you want to start with, Tommy?
We could start with me first. Here we go. Here's mine.
Devs in seven.
Devs in seven. That
just
is
a bit outside.
That's a big fat loss. Right? Who's next?
Speaking of fat, Sean, you're next.
I think Carolina wins the series in five.
You're a hater.
Wow, Carolina in five. You nailed it.
Shawnee Pucks.
That was a good little one there.
Shawnee Pucks nailed it.
All right.
How about me?
All right, Dev, here we go.
Carolina in four.
Boy, you are something special.
Yeah, they all attacked me. Meanwhile, I was closer to being right than those guys. And finally, the Devil fan himself, Tiki Barber. What was his prediction?
Following my good buddy over there on the other side of the glass, who's representing New Jersey, even though he lives in Queens, give me the Devils in seven.
So what we learned is Tiki and Loogie dead wrong, me partially wrong, Sean completely right. Congratulations, Sean Morash. You nailed it.
Good job, Sean.
And I do want to congratulate us at Tiki Cratches His Breath, the Devils. Devils fans, you got to experience five more hockey games than the Rangers and Islanders did. I hope you enjoyed them.
That nice. Seems very douchey, by
no,
the way.
I mean, look, congrats. Five kids, five games.
Are you okay, T?
I am. 2 weeks after my 50th birthday, I received a gift from Evan Roberts. It was Field of Dreams whiskey. Bourbon whiskey, 54% alcohol by volume, 108 proof. I got number 16,693, which represents who did we decide? Did we find out?
It was the crappy pitcher who got traded for Rico Broniak.
Yes. Tubby Borland. Crabtree was one of them.
It was Tim Crabtree, but the pitcher who got traded was Ricardo Jordan.
Jordan. And so because this upset Evan so much, we decided to make this, while a fantastic gift, this is the Devil's elimination gift. So this thing has not been cracked. See, it's still there. It will be cracked as we leave air today so that I can have a drink of bourbon.
So is it a celebratory, hey, we had a fine year drink?
Yes.
Oh, it's not I want to drown my sorrows drink. We blew a huge lead in
game five.
You know
what? I think I need to do a Cinco de Tico right now.
Yes.
And the Cinco de Tico is, how many shots of Field of Dreams should I take?
Okay.
All right.
Number five.
Here we go.
Number five.
One.
Number four.
Two.
Number three.
Three.
Number two.
Four.
Number one.
The whole damn bottle.
Wow. Good swerve.
Damn it, Devils. That was good. Well, congratulations. At least you'll have a fun night, a fun Wednesday night. Let's go to Ozzy in Woodridge. What's up, Ozzy?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, Ozzy?
Fantastic.
Cheers, Tiki. Cheers,
thank you,
brother.
Thank you, bro.
your Devils manned up without their main gun, Jack Hughes. So you deserve those
Luke
shots.
Hughes. They lost Luke.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
As well, they were a banged up hockey team.
Right. It's only hump day, and what a week thus far. On Monday, Tiki put little Levsy Websy in timeout the same way Saintly Sylvia does at home with her other two little boys and Evsy Websy. So.
Yeah,
that was interesting and nice to see.
Yeah, if you missed it, you could rewind to 2:30. My wife made an appearance on the air. She left me a voice message that told me I was forbidden from going to Detroit to watch Knicks Pistons with the show. So, unfortunately, the trip has been canceled because she put the kibosh on it. And I respect her, and she's the boss.
Yeah, that was quite the scene.
And all
today.
Of our wives are now happy.
Yeah, everyone ends up happy after the whole thing.
Listening to you get emasculated in Sylvia's own words today over 50,000 watts was also awesome.
You know what, though? I don't think I was emasculated because if you listen back to what she said, of course, it was around 2:30 on the Odyssey app. She bragged about how she lets me go to Met games, lets me go to Nets games, lets me go to the bathroom in a cup instead of going to the bathroom because I don't want to miss a pinch.
You know, it's 30 seconds away.
That's right. So she's cool with all this. Like, I'm going to the Met game tonight. She's the greatest wife ever. But the foot was put down on me going to Detroit to watch the Knicks, which I have to say is very understandable.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And before I got my warning for Sean about something that happened yesterday, Ev, because you peed in a cup at your own home, you should be made to pee in a cup at work, bro. You need to be freaking drug tested.
Man, you know what? I'll pass that one with flying colors. Let me tell you that right now. I'm a square, baby. A good square. And I'm proud of it.
I feel you. You and me both, bro. The only thing that touches these lips are Miller Lights and Tito's and cranberry, bro. I'm doing all right.
Nice.
Man, nothing great.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. Sean, beware. All right? 2 days ago, you guys were talking about how, and Evan found out that September is the less busy month there at Disney.
Yes.
And that's because the kids are back at school all around the country. Now, Sean, he then wanted to offer to send you and your lovely bride to Disney. I'm thinking that September, and remember, Evan had a fetish about this and went a couple years back. Mm. That would be prime swinger month down there at Disney.
Ashley and I love to swing kids? All over Walt Disney World Resort.
Well, that is not true.
Kids?
Not true. I was doing
all swingers.
I was doing none of the sorts. Let's go to Rosario in Brooklyn. How are you, Rosario?
Hey, guys. Loving the radio today. You guys always making me laugh. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
So just real quick point on Tibbs. I'm a diehard Knicks fan, and, you know, yesterday with the timeout, I don't have nothing against it. Watching that game live, at the end of the day, a timeout is so crucial to an NBA playoff game. Taking it from half court rather than going down from the inbound is a totally different game. But right. I want to stick to game two or three when they missed that the shot clock. That game ended early. with the buzzer, and then they had the inbound.
Yes,
at the end of the day, Tibbs was mute. I mean, any NBA coach is out there throwing chairs. Assistant coaches are slowing them down. I just couldn't believe there was no reaction. I felt like that got thrown under the bus. I understand the NBA rule was made, but
It was like we made a big deal of it. We talked about it. But what could you do once the screw-up happens?
Yeah, there was nothing Tom Thibodeau could do.
He
understood that there was nothing that he could do.
Like, my suggestion the day we talked about it on Friday was redo the free throw. Like, just redo the on-purpose missed free throw.
Right.
Because the free throw was missed on purpose. So it seems like an innocent thing to replay. But luckily, I think the main reason it did get buried is because it really had no impact.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you ready for this?
What?
So Ian Begley tweeted out the Knicks-Celtics schedule, assuming the Knicks can advance and win Game 6 or win Game 7. So that's always fun to look ahead. So I was looking at the schedule, see some interesting things personally, but I see something really interesting for our city. Game 6 of a potential Knicks-Celtics series at Madison Square Garden would be on the same Friday night where Tiki Barber and Sean Morash have asked Yankee fans to politely turn around and not react to the returning Juan Soto because it's game one of the Subway Series.
That reminds me on May 16th. Friday, May 16th, you guys are probably be tailgating and liquored up, ready to boo Juan Soto, but don't do it. Don't you dare do it. Instead, I want you to stand up, turn around, face the back of the stadium, and stand there and do absolutely nothing.
So, Tommy?
Nothing.
Tommy, you know how much I love and respect you. If the Knicks advance, I would be more than happy to give you my Game 6 Knicks-Celtic tickets. But the problem is it's Mets-Yankees that night at Yankee Stadium. Mm. What do you do, sir?
Oh, in times, and we are in war times, the leader must be on the battlefield. I will be at Yankee
Stadium. Personal day.
You'll be where?
The Mets-Yankee game.
Game 6 Knicks Celtics?
Oh my God. There is a story that must end here and we must.
Oh my God.
You think I'm missing that moment? No,
Sean. Are you what?
Oh my God.
Yeah, Sean, take it away.
Oh my God, Tommy.
What if the Knicks are up too?
Oh my God. Think about what a Game 6 would mean. It's one of two things. Either the Knicks season is on the line
or they're
looking to clinch or they're looking to force a Game 7. Versus the Boston Celtics.
At home. Potentially the last game of the season.
And for our WFAN audience, from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m., the Knicks fan we look to in times of the positive Tommy is telling you a regular season baseball game is far more important to be in attendance than, I'm sorry, I don't want to hear his Knicks circus act. Mm. I don't want to hear about the dogs, dudes damage. I don't want to hear about they're going to do damage next year. You care more about regular season baseball
you went to Billy
than
Joel.
Your Knicks season.
You went to
online.
Billy Joel during a Ranger playoff game.
Yep.
You
Guess
left
what?
This building during a Net playoff game when they actually used to go to the Net playoffs. You asked me a question, I gave you an answer.
Sure.
If you don't like the answer, go kick rocks. I don't know what to tell you.
That's
you
it.
You asked me a question.
That's it.
Meanwhile,
That's
for
it.
The audience, I was in the newsroom when they were setting this up or setting me up, so I didn't really hear the entire setup.
Well, that's the setup. It's believe it or not.
So give it to me again, because you know I wasn't
here.
So you sandbag.
It's over. It's over for
No. I'm going to give him a reprieve.
Mm. You knew I wasn't sitting in here, and you still asked.
All right, take
Stop.
Two.
Stop.
Thank you. Yeah, Tiki's in television.
Take two. I'm not noticing that. I didn't care that you were in the studio. I'm still doing the show, but let me rephrase it.
But I wouldn't know the setup.
That's right. I'm on your side. Let me reset it up for everyone in the audience who may have missed it.
Yeah, let's bring that back down again. One, come down to three, two, one.
Line, please.
Go. Ian Begley of SNY tweeted out the Knicks-Celtics schedule, assuming the Knicks advance. Okay.
I'll probably wait on that.
So there are a few things about the schedule that personally affect me. Like, for example, I'll give you a personal note. Game 4 at Madison Square Garden is the same night as the NBA lottery. So for me, that would be very tricky to go to since I'm going to be completely wasted the night of the lottery out of nervousness. So personal thing, no one else cares. Fine. Game 6 of that series at Madison Square Garden will fall on the same night of Game 1 of the Subway Series between the New York Mets and the New York Yankees.
Mm.
That's the setup. So I ask you, Tommy, if I offered you my Knicks-Celtic tickets that night, what would you do?
Well,
would you say I'm in, or would you go to Mets? I would imagine
we're doing a broadcast from Yankee Stadium, so wouldn't I already be at Yankee Stadium, which would make it quite difficult to get to the Garden? You left that part out?
Not difficult at all. Six o'clock? Yeah, that's amazing.
So 6 o'clock, I'd be there for tip. You're asking me which game? Yeah, I guess I got to go to the Garden. I want to be at the Met game, though.
I'm not forcing, I'm not twisting your arm.
You're forcing, twisting my arm. You basically made, you know, you stoned me just 2 seconds ago. This guy's dragging me through the streets.
It's technically a Yankee game. But.
Yeah. And you just said it. You just said, but I want to be at the Met game, though. That's
I do,
okay.
Of course I do. But I want to be at the Met game, too.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. He's a bigger Met fan. That's it. That's what we found out.
Is this the game here to see what I'm a fan of?
There's no game. I'm asking you a question. Like, I can tell you personally what happened to me. May 18th, 2007. May not mean anything to you guys.
No.
The New Jersey Nets played game 6 of the Eastern Conference semis, very similar, against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Vince Carter was on the Nets. LeBron was still very young, obviously. And that was game 6. Nets are down 3-2. Friday night at Shea Stadium, Mets-Yankees. I had never missed Mets-Yankees. And so I remember my dad saying, what are you going to do? And I said, here's what I'm going to do. And this was my final. By the way, do you guys have a prediction on what I did?
Mm.
I was also on the air the next day doing a Saturday show right here on The Fan with special guest co-host Ron Darling.
You went to the Nets game.
I went to the Nets game. Is that your prediction?
That's my prediction.
You guys got a prediction on this?
You didn't go to either.
I didn't go to either. That's a fair prediction.
I like that one. You went to the baseball game.
I went to game 6 between the Nets and Cavs, DVR'd the Mets, and somehow got home. I think it was actually like a girlfriend's house. Got to wherever I was going. Watched the Mets-Yankees game. I'll never forget it because my dear friend Chad, who's on the chat, took my place and sat with my dad. He's a big Yankee fan.
Oh, get out.
But my dad's known him since he was a kid. So Chad was pumped. My dad was good because he didn't want to go by himself. Right. I'm sure he loves Chad. I go to Nets-Cavs. I watch the game on DVR. And if memory serves correct, you can look it up. Oliver Perez pitched for the Mets and they won. They won like a really tight, close game. But it was not an easy decision to your defense, Tommy. Like, there's no great answer to it.
But let me.
But I value the playoffs in the NBA more than I do Subway
Series. Let me
throw
this one back at you. 10 years from now.
First of all, before you continue, don't get mad at me. I'm not looking for anything.
I'm mad at you because you facilitate this.
I'm just giving you options.
No, you're trying to make options. Okay, fine. Let's go with that. You're not trying to give me. Yeah, why are you giving me the options, though?
Because it's a great question.
No matter what I pick, I'm wrong.
But I just told you what I did.
I don't give
was
a.
Was I wrong?
I don't care what you did. But, all I know is you shut up over there.
Why is he mad
no matter
at me,
what
Tiki?
Door I pick,
I have no idea.
I get dumped
this.
On. That's not true. Can I say something else here?
As long as you take a chill pill, like I'm
not
against you.
I will not take
you.
No such pills. I'm like, done doing that.
When I saw that Celtics, when I talked that Celtics Knicks would go against Mets Yankees, I thought it was interesting to bring up, especially for someone like you, who's a diehard Knicks fan, who's really into Mets Yankees.
Let me give my answer.
You can give an answer, but can you pipe down and not be mad at me? I didn't do anything wrong.
I'm always mad at you.
We're just predicting options.
Thank you, Tiki.
Evan, he's P.T. Barnum. He sets this up, and it's Sean to rip on me. I know the whole deal.
He literally just asked the question.
He'll be squirming tomorrow. Then it's his turn. 10 years from now.
About?
10 years from now.
Yes.
What will you, we sports fans, remember more? The first time Juan Soto steps to the plate and Yankee fans turn their back on him, first Subway Series game, or Knicks Celtics game 6?
You want my answer?
What is the bigger sports moment 10 years from now we remember?
My answer is not even close.
It's Juan Soto.
It's Knicks Celtics. I put playoffs ahead of anything, especially regular season baseball games.
This is not just a regular season game.
Hold on,
Tommy,
what if the Knicks stun us, beat the Celtics? Maybe that ends the series. Maybe they go win a game 7.
Yeah.
And we realize that was the turning point for this franchise, and you were at a baseball
game. Have another round, or actually 2 rounds, to get to the ultimate chip, and I've seen them make it to the finals. So, yes, it would suck not to be there, but I think I got to go
Mets-Yankees.
Well,
I think it's interesting because if the Celtics... Well, if it's game 6, then it's a series. It's just like the Detroit Knicks series. It's game 6. It feels like the Knicks should be in control, but it's a series. So it does say some interesting things about the Knicks if they get to game 6 with the Celtics. And also, Juan Soto could go over, which as he's done a lot this season, and it could be a complete dud.
Yeah.
Dud of a game and mean absolutely nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Something that we won't talk about at all. So I think you're right.
Oh, it's Knicks Celtics.
I think you're right.
And look, I got challenged with it once before, May 18th, 2007, and that was my choice. And by the way, the Nets lost. They got eliminated.
Right.
And I was very upset that night.
Right, but the point is, if you're game 6, you're in a series.
Yeah, yeah. Either you're forcing a game 7, you're advancing, or your season's over.
All right, I'll go to the Knicks game.
Well, I didn't try to convince you.
I'm glad we convinced you.
I wasn't trying to
He's
convince
not trying
him.
To. I'm glad we convinced you, Tommy.
Well, can you convince
him? You should be at the next game.
Can you convince him now that I'm probably not going to give my tickets to that game?
Oh, yeah, it's so just jacked up.
What was that?
I'll get you tickets, Tommy.
There you go. Teak will take care of you.
I hate you.
Well, I didn't do anything in this sequence.
Oh, you didn't do anything?
I asked the
you
great question.
You two perked up like it was prom night when you saw this schedule because you were going to have me twist in the wind with that where there is no right answer.
I would tell you right now, I do not like, and I don't think it's good for any of us, to have Knicks Celtics going up against me.
Of course not.
I hate that. So I didn't perk up at all.
By the way, I screamed about this when the schedule came out. I'm like, I don't like the Subway Series that weekend because we probably going to have a Knicks playoff game.
I get you.
Or get swept or make it gentlemanly.
No, I get you, man. We'll quickly get to some of the eating more ash ideas coming up. He'll be at Citi Field tonight. All right, tonight we're heading over to Citi Field. This is a continuing feature on Evan and Tiki where Sean tries out the food of the local venues. So we have received many suggestions and emails on food items that Sean could eat. Real quick, I want to clarify something, and I appreciate Bensie Katz, who informed me of this. The issue at the end of the Knick game last night was if you were watching the Knicks on True TV. If you were watching on True TV in the final 10 seconds of the game, they switched over to the Denver game.
Wow.
If you were watching on TNT, it was the same broadcast, no issues. So what's funny is I was watching on True TV until I flipped to watch the second half on MSG. But if I had kept it, that would have been the issue. Anyhow, here's some food items. You tell me, Teak and Sean, what you're intrigued by.
All right, let's hear them.
Grilled cheese pinwheels comes with a side of tomato soup. Mini rice ball sampler in the egg carton was the bomb. Today, this is from a guy named Taylor, I'm going to try the jackfruit chili nachos from Vegan City and the new chocolate-covered strawberries from the candy shop.
Yeah, nope.
Yeah, I'm out. I don't do vegan.
Kyle did a Cinco de Sitio. He's got the big stretch grilled cheese with tomato, so that's up there again.
Mm-hmm.
A cinnamon bun egg roll.
Fact!
The Michelin chef's Kwame's curry chicken patty on cocoa bread.
Fact!
The Pat LaFrieda loaded steak fries or steak sandwich.
Fact!
The Adam Richman famous pub burger.
Fact!
Any of that jump out at you?
The steak fries.
Yeah, the Pat LaFrieda sounds delicious.
Pat LaFrieda's a big one.
Right.
The jerk meatball bowl at the Coca-Cola corner food truck.
That's going to be spicy.
Yeah, I also believe I've been called a jerk meatball bowl.
He's fat!
Another one for the grilled cheese pinwheel.
People into the grilled cheese.
I'll tell you this right now. If you get the grilled cheese pinwheel, it's on me and buy a second because I want one.
That sounds good.
And I'm not going there with food, so I may need some help.
No, you know, no quesadillas today?
Nah, I figured if you're going to eat, I'm going to eat too.
Oh, okay. All right.
I suggest, this is from Casey, I suggest that Sean tries the Fuku chicken sandwich. Very good. The Fuku chicken sandwich.
To be fair, I have had that and it's very good.
What was the one in the egg carton?
Yeah, what was that?
Rice bowl. So there's, if it's still there, I know that's on, I think, the Shea Bridge. There's rice bowls, and you get like six different types.
This is literally the way it's written from Chris in Lynbrook. Hey, love the show. Sean's fat ass would probably love the Verrazano egg roll at Wok and Roll.
Fat!
It's a chicken vodka parm egg roll. It's phenomenal.
Fat!
They also do different egg rolls based on who's in town.
He's fat!
So I guess they change it like the Diamondbacks are in town.
That's interesting.
Can I give you a recommendation?
All right, I'm saying egg rolls or the...
grilled cheese?
No.
The steak fries?
I mean, not egg rolls. The rice balls or the egg rolls.
What about the Pat LaFrieda steak? You throw that one out?
Or the Pat LaFrieda steak. I think you should get that anyways.
Let me give you a suggestion.
I think you should just get that to get that.
Yeah, right.
Because that's going to be outstanding.
There is a stand, and it's right in our section. So this would be very convenient for you, too. And I had it once 2 years ago, and I talked about it on the air. I think I brought it in. A pastrami sandwich.
Mm.
And I know that's very basic.
Yeah, that's great, except you didn't listen to me an hour ago when I told you I don't like pastrami and I don't like mustard.
I didn't hear you say that.
Yes, he did.
You said you don't like pastrami?
I'm not a
Evan,
cured meat
you get
guy.
In your car, rewind. You'll hear it.
You said I thought he said he doesn't like tuna.
Of all the horrible things, I don't
he
like pastrami.
He also doesn't like tuna.
Yeah.
Wow.
No tuna, no pickles, no pastrami, no mustard.
Because he'll throw up, he'll gag if he has
Interesting. Pickles. Well, I'm going to have that then.
It's the brine.
Gerard writes, you have to try General Tso's chicken fingers and the bacon cheddar tater kegs.
Fact!
General Tso's.
General Tso chicken finger basket with cheese curds.
Fact!
That's from Justin. Another one for the Pat LaFrieda steak sandwich.
Fact!
Your choice. Of all those things we said, what'd you say?
What? the fat. I said the rice balls or the egg rolls.
I'll do the chicken parm egg roll. Yeah. And then maybe they said there's like a dessert one too.
I guess.
Yeah, maybe I'll go back to back on a belly to belly.
You're gonna go back to back and belly to belly.
Yeah, and when I get in there, I'm probably just gonna get the steak fries, punish them. So in between, where is this now? Where's the egg roll section?
I gotta find where that is. I'm not even sure, to be honest with you. Can you Google that? City All Field, right. I'm sure has like a map for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, if you're gonna walk around the ballpark, God bless you. I am not joining you for that one.
No kidding.
I do that enough when I take my kids to games. Because when you take, especially my 4-year-old Spence, oh my God, we're going to every morsel of that ballpark.
What are we closer to, 131 or 417?
417 is directly above us. Like if you go behind us and go up the stairs to the 400 section, you literally there's this big. I love the 400s. It's very very cool because there's like an open outdoor area where it's like a mall and there's a ton of food. And in fact, that's where my season turned around last year, the game that Loogie's wife came to. Yeah. Not with me and my wife.
But she was there and you weren't.
Yeah, she was there in a different place. Right. Me and my wife went upstairs, and I'll never forget, like, eating food. We were running late. I'm watching the game on the big screen. And then we went up to our upper deck seats and had a good time.
So here's the deal. Eating more ash tonight, section 417, walk and roll in between the top half and bottom half of the third inning.
All right. Have a good time.
Where's
the Pat LaFrieda?
I think it's right there, actually.
Yeah, I got no shit. The Pat LaFrieda's going to hit up as I wiggle into the stadium.
I hear you.
set a good base, you know what I mean?
LaFrieda's a must.
So you're going to be signing autographs up there? Because you're very popular amongst Mets fans.
No, he's going to be eating.
I'm going to be eating. Yeah, you know what? Maybe I sign with my finger in vodka sauce.
Oh, nice.
You should have seen what happened last time at UBS. I got mobbed.
Oh, I'm sure
he's a very big deal over there.
But let's be considerate, people. Sean is eating because... You know, he's
eating more ash.
There you go. Thank you, Tommy.
Tiki loves it.
Now, the other thing is, and this is also going to be very interesting for some of our audience who love to rush over to Citi Field. I'm driving. Our show is ending a little bit earlier. There's a Yankee pregame show at 5:55. So I'm just going to take my car. I'm going to drive over to Citi Field. Traffic looks pretty bad. Should take about an hour. I've offered Sean a chance to join me in the car, but instead he's challenged me to a race. How are you getting to Citi Field that you believe will be quicker than me getting into my car?
So some might say, Evan, just take the 7 train the whole way. Mm. The Long Island Railroad, there's a train that'll get me there right before first pitch, but leaves a little later. I believe with the time we're leaving, I am going to take an earlier Long Island Railroad train that gets me to Forest Hills. I'm going to walk one block and take the E, one stop, to Jackson Street, jump on the 7 from there, 5 stops to Citi Field, and I believe total that will take me about a half an hour.
So you're going
to
go.
So, wait, so if you just took the 7, so if you went to the 7 here,
yeah,
how long did that
take? It depends on the local of the express. Right. We're talking about a little more than a half an hour, but then I still got to get up to Times Square. I know door-to-door, the last couple lines when we left, I'm going to basically get in a Long Island Railroad train that's shutting its door. Its first stop is Forest Hills. It's one block to an E, one stop to the 7, where I've cut off half those stops on the 7.
Got it.
And I get to Citi Field.
That is very creative.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a run tonight.
You think he's going to beat me there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, let's hope.
Because when we leave here at just before 6, you're going to get crushed.
I'm going to get crushed by traffic. Right. Yeah. Kind of fully expect
half
that.
An hour later, you're a little bit better, but at 6, you're crushed.
Me in car versus Sean taking Subway.
And it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
So
you're
everybody's
right.
Everybody's here.
Me in car versus Sean taking Subway to LIRR to Forest Hills to the E train to the 7 train. We will update. Here's what you got to do. Tweet out a picture of the front of Citi Field as you're walking towards it.
Great.
As will I, and will time stamp the answer.
Perfect. And you drove.
Yeah, my car's at Citi Field currently. Nice.
I taught him that idea.
Yeah.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.